Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
The Civil War may be indirectly implicated in the continuing devastation of American forest by an army of insects proven to be less stoppable than those of the Union or Confederacy. When Southern cotton became unavailable in the North, Leopold Trouvelot, a Boston naturalist, accelerated his research into producing a viable silkworm for the Northern textile industry. It led to his infamous late 1860s importation of gypsy moth eggs from France in an effort to crossbreed them with silkworm moths. Because the two insects were only distantly related, they could not interbreed and the experiment failed. Either accidentally or intentionally, gypsy moth caterpillars were soon released into a hospitable environment and became the gypsy moth plague that causes damages valued in the hundreds of millions of dollars to North American forests each year. The intended host plants for the silkworm caterpillars were native red mulberry and white mulberry, an introduced Asian species that serves as the foundation of silk production in other parts of the world. Promoted by the U.S. government, white mulberry was widely planted before the Civil War in an unsuccessful effort to develop a domestic silk industry. Like the gypsy moth, white mulberry has become an invasive species with negative ecological impacts on natural areas. It hybridizes with and transmits disease harmful to red mulberry and displaces other native vegetation. So instead of a viable silk industry in the United States, we ended up with economic, aesthetic, and ecological havoc in the forest of eastern North America as lingering impacts of a civil war soon to mark its sesquicentennial. For the environment, too, war is hell.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced at the studios of KEDM Public Radio.